This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Let's bring in from the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's going on with the president and Iran?
Look, the president's been clear from the beginning since the first day he took office and even before that nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would aggressively stand up and talk about. And he's certainly not going to listen to aggressive leaders from other countries and their empty threats against America. And he's going to stand up and make sure that we're protecting Americans and certainly protect the world from nuclear proliferation. It's something he takes seriously. And he's going to continue to be tough on this topic.
Sarah, what kind of a threat from Iran would allow our president to respond? And what kind of a response would that be?
Well, as you know, we're never going to broadcast what actions the president may or may not take or what specific actions is going to prompt him to take things a step further. But you can be rest assured he takes this process extremely seriously. He's monitoring and watching the actions of Iran. And if needed, he will take what steps are necessary to protect people in this country and certainly to protect the world from nuclear proliferation.
Sarah, we've been on the couch the entire morning, so we have not necessarily seen this because we're not watching other media, but you can be sure mainstream media is going to attack the president for his all caps tweet saying he's inciting a problem with Iran. What's the president's response to that?
The only person that is inciting anything is Iran. The president has been very, very clear, again, since day one what his objectives are. And he's certainly not going to tolerate the leader of Iran making threats against Americans, making threats against this country, making threats against Israel. This is a president who is going to stand up and make sure he is doing what is necessary. He's showing peace through strength. But if needed and steps are required, this president is not afraid to take them.
You know what? Sarah, this is somewhat reminiscent of last August when the president was going back and forth with Kim Jong-un, calling him Little Rocket Man. And, Kim Jong-un was saying some derogatory things as well. But then eventually the president talked about fire and fury. You know, you better look out or fire and fury coming your way, which ultimately led to direct talks with Kim Jong-un. Is that part of the game? Is that part of the equation? Maybe, this tough talk will lead to some sort of agreement?
Look, the president certainly uses tough language, but he's also not afraid to take tough steps if necessary. Thankfully, it didn't come to that with North Korea. Hopefully, it doesn't come to that with Iran or anyone else. This is a president who wants to see peace. This is a president who wants to work with other world leaders. This is a president who wants to bring people together. But at the same time, he is going to do what is necessary to protect Americans and to make sure that he's laid that out very clearly. I don't think there's any question what Donald Trump's idea is here is that he's going to do whatever is necessary to protect Americans.
That, the president was very forthright and direct in all caps tweeting out to President Rouhani that this was unacceptable, that he didn't even want to go there. And I'm talking about Iran and their representatives to threaten the United States. All this in response to what Secretary Pompeo had to say about the Iran regime over the weekend, liking them to thugs and mafia types. And they took exception. Fired back with some pretty harsh rhetoric, and of course that was met with the president's all caps tweets. And if that's not enough, interestingly enough, kind of punctuate the deal, I'm kind of curious that the president wouldn't tweet this, is southeast Iran had their fourth earthquake in 2 days, a 5.8 quake. So, maybe Trump would say, and this is just the beginning if you mess with us even more. Meanwhile, Secretary Pompeo has announced the U.S. government will increase broadcasting in Iran. So it seems like this could be more of a focus. And we'll see the reaction from the left, maybe saying this might have been something they would expect, or maybe was disappointed that the president wasn't quite as harsh on Putin as he is on Rouhani. But Rouhani has been directly threatening America for quite a while, as you know. We've got more coming up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I thought I'd share this with you. A friend of mine sent this over the weekend. It says, civilization in 2018, this is priceless. Welcome to 2018. Our phones wireless, cooking fireless, cars keyless, food fatless, tires tubeless, dress slaveless, youth jobless, leaders shameless, relationships meaningless, attitudes careless, babies fatherless, feelings heartless, education valueless, children mannerless. We are speechless, government is clueless, and our politicians are worthless. I guess if you want to be a bit cynical, you can go down this line. But, hey, for what it's worth, you know, just trying to add to your day in one form or another. As I say, just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. Scott Adams joins us now. Honored to have Scott with us. In fact, we need to have him on more often. And I apologize to all of you and to Scott. He is the host of Red State Talk Radio, and he's going to be sharing his report on all his investigation. I mean, Scott has really gone deep into the issues, particularly as they relate to immunity and the FISA. And, of course, it's like all hell broke loose over the weekend when Judicial Watch's Tom Fenton brought out more information about the FISA report. And Scott has been all over this. Scott, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, buddy?
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, this is an honor to have you here, and I want you to, you know, as you say about this show, we bring on the experts to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And you have done such an outstanding job in following all these moving parts ever since the Democrats decided that they wanted to delegitimize our president and to come up with this alternate attack, which basically amounts to a coup, is what Peter Strzok and the FBI and Lisa Page, and I would say it goes deep into the whole Obama administration, and as we talked with Megan Barth earlier, into the Oval Office. But I don't think the media and the people are ready for that.
They're not ready for James Clapper on CNN, who was basically throwing Obama under the bus on this.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal, who lied about his Vietnam history, who basically said this corroborates the Democrats' position that there was reasonable cause for this FISA warrant. But he didn't mention a page. He didn't make a reference. And people were asking him, you know, proof.
Where's the proof? Exactly. And now let's go. Can we go back for just a moment? Because this has bothered me to no end on Richard Blumenthal. Why is he given place? I mean, the guy's a liar. He's lost credibility. For him to misrepresent and to dishonor our vets the manner in which he did, I don't think there's enough apology. I mean, especially, you know, it's one thing if it was kind of like an maybe a slip or some, you know, misread or whatever. I mean, this was a blatant lie that he tried to take credit for, which is probably likened to someone who had claimed to have a purple heart. Exactly. From an elected official, Scott. An elected official. You know, we should demand better than this of our elected officials. You cannot lie. You cannot misrepresent. You can't do this kind of stuff because, you know, what happens is that, you know, what he does begets the Adam Schiffs and on of the world, and they do a disservice to we the people.
Well, and of course, it was Hillary Clinton that went under sniper fire into Bosnia. You know,
another one. Yes.
And Marco Rubio disappointed me because he also said that he sees great cause for the the FBI FISA warrant until it happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is that the whole case was based on a dossier and then corroborated by circular reporting that actually used the dossier. I mean, it was Christopher Steele's work. Where did Christopher Steele get his information? I have good source that says it was actually John Brennan that gave Christopher Steele his information. So it was a circular spygate wrapped up in circular reporting. The reporting by Michael Isikoff and David Korn basically got together. They wrote a book together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually promoted it all over the mainstream media. And their source was Christopher Steele. So then you have the FBI, Comey, signing off on it, and a whole bunch of others basically saying that we're going to open up a FISA warrant to wiretap. It was so bad, actually, that Admiral Rogers notified President Trump during his transition
mm-hmm.
at Trump Tower, and it was a day later that the Trump team's transition moved to Bedminster, New Jersey. And they did that for the reason that Admiral Rogers said he had seen enough
mm-hmm.
of this kind of shenanigan that that this is not American. This is not the way things should be run. And James Clapper is just the beginning of the end when it comes to the, you know, it's almost like the people sitting on the Titanic knowing that the ship is sinking.
Right.
What we're going to do is let's say our goodbyes. James Clapper basically said goodbye to Obama on this one. It was a big deal when James Clapper did that this weekend.
Exactly. What did he say? Do you remember?
Yeah, he said that Obama commissioned us to look into this matter, and basically the matter was that it was a bunch of fake news, fake information that they looked into, and that James Clapper basically said that we would not have opened up any of this if it wasn't for the fact that Obama commanded us to take a look into this information. And we would have never opened it up. Come to find out that the information that they were looking at was completely bogus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was, you know.
But how would they not, Scott, how would they not know this? I mean, these are, you know, professional, intelligence people, supposedly. They can't see a bogus thing this far off. I mean, are they just so ideologically fixed that they're blind? They're blinded to the truth.
It was money and politics. It's old as the hills, right?
Mm-hmm.
But,
yes.
You know, there is a fact that Seth Rich died, right?
Yeah.
He murdered, right?
Yeah, we keep overlooking that, but yes, exactly.
Bill Binney says that it wasn't a hack, it was a leak, and we know that because of the way the data laid out on the server.
Mm-hmm.
If you transfer a gigabyte of data, the first file and the last file, if it takes 10 minutes, then you know that what device was used to actually transfer the data. It's very simple from an IT perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But John Podesta was the one that had to then come up with a solution and a strategy. And it was John Podesta that said, we got to blame this on the Republicans. We got to make this look like we're a victim. We got to go to Russian hacking. And he got John Brennan involved. And John Brennan then talked with Christopher Steele. He talked with Hannigan from GCHQ, and Robert Hannigan. And this was a Five Eyes kind of deal put together. And then wrapped up in circular reporting. But it was all hatched where the money came from, people like Bill Browder, who Putin mentioned recently.
Yes.
And John Brennan.
Wow. Well, we're going to get deeper into this, and I'm looking forward to it. We're just scratching the surface here. Scott Adams is with us, the host of Red State Talk Radio. More from Scott on the other side of the break. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing.
counting every blessing to kind of keep the attitude under check. And I can understand, you know, things get a little crazy. We got Whoopi going nuts on The View and against Judge Jeanine and everything like that. And the rhetoric that's flying around. But look it, count your blessings, take a breath, calm down. And meanwhile, we're going to do everything we can on our end to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And this is why we're honored to have Scott Adams with us, the host of the Scott Adams Show that airs 8 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on Red State Talk Radio. He's also the owner of Red State Talk Radio. And just also that you know that I am blessed to follow Scott's show every day, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock. He takes us live on Red State Talk Radio, just like the billboards say. Right, Scott?
Absolutely. In Times Square,
yeah.
Bill Martinez is on the billboard in Times Square. You've been on there for going into your second year now.
Yeah, gone totally Broadway here, man, I'm telling you.
Totally Broadway. You know, and my hashtag, the hashtag that moves me every day is the word gratitude. I am so grateful to be an American, and I'm so grateful that we have such a great president right now, President Donald Trump. Did you see his tweet today related to Iran?
I know. That's why the people on the left are going, why didn't he throw that at Putin? It's like, oh, come on, stop. You know, Iran is the one that's, you know, beating their chest and making provocative statements. Of course, they didn't take too well to Pompeo's description that they were like the mafia.
Mm-hmm. So, no, you know what's interesting about the three most powerful men in the world right now, and that would probably be President Trump, Putin, and President Xi, you know, one with a strong economy,
right,
one with strong nuclear.
And the forever assignment is president of China.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about it is they're all three nationalists. They all three could give a damn about the mainstream media,
right,
and they all three are not bought and sold by lobbyists.
Good
so
point.
They all three are men's men that literally beat to their own drum, and that's what has the globalists right now in such an uproar, is they're so concerned because, let's face it, Putin has the goods on Uranium-1, and Xi, from what I understand from Louis Gohmert, actually has good information that China was the hacker of the emails, and that where Hillary sold Uranium-1 for money donations to Clinton Foundation, she also sold private emails to the Chinese. And you know, you wouldn't put it past her. And Louis Gohmert has been made, after the Lisa Page testimony, has made mention of that China was also involved in hacking, which is kind of interesting when you think about it. You wouldn't put it past Hillary Clinton, but the three most powerful men in the world right now have the goods on the Clintons.
Yes.
And that's got to be cause for concern. And I think in some cases, part of the reason why she's throwing tea leaves that she might run again is to actually be exempt from any kind of prosecution, because how dare any politician, you know, crucify or bring to prosecution another politician that might try to challenge you.
Of course, that's so third world, right? And, you know, she kept saying that throughout the campaign. It's like, well, here it is. We got all this third world activity happening here in the United States. And I think it's real shocking for the citizens to see how it's playing out. And the dangerous thing of all this, Scott, is that it's turning us all into lunatics. I mean, on one side, you got the Trump derangement syndrome that's taking place. The other side, you got the Russian, derangement syndrome that's taken place. It's like we're all gone nuts. Our heads are exploding. And meanwhile, it's like, well, what happens to the real important things that we need to take care of, like our southern border, like North Korea, poverty, you know, these serious issues, and the economy in this country all being detracted by, you know, this slight possibility. Who, you know, remember, President Obama himself said nobody could penetrate the voting systems of America, that were just too reinforced, that it is impossible, it's laughable to even consider it. But yet, it's the Democrats, it's his party, that is running around like Don Quixote chasing windmills over this thing. And we're wasting a lot of time and resources and disfocus, which I, you know, I'm concerned, Scott, that leaves us vulnerable because we're not watching certain things that we should be paying attention to.
Right. Obama did say that we were too decentralized for anyone to have a major impact on an aggregate election. But, you know, the thing about it is we're blessed to have conservative minds. You know, a lot of the problems of the world have always been about this socialism, liberal mindset, identity politics, and the whole thing. And where they blame the conservatives about Russian collusion or Me Too or any of these issues seems to come back to haunt them every single time. It's been the year of the boomerang.
Yes, exactly.
And, yeah, what's interesting is, you know, you turn to Maxine Waters and you get impeached 45, and you turn to Nancy Pelosi and you get, you know, we're going to raise your taxes. And you turn to someone like Keith Ellison and they say stolen land. And you turn to Ocasio-Cortez and she says abolish ICE and open the borders. And frankly, that is no way to win a midterm election. I think we're going to see a major league sea change this come November. And it's going to be testament to the fact that the liberals don't have an agenda, they don't have a face, and they're not acting rationally.
And what's this going to do to, you know, the rhinos of the Republican Party, you know, and the establishment Republicans? Because here it is. I mean, you've had 500 plus days of winning. America's been winning, and they're still reticent to get behind this president.
Yeah, they're leaving. So you got Flake leaving, you got Corker leaving, and, you know, it's just a matter of time before the rest of the crew go, too. And, you know,
but can we, the people, have the patience for it, Scott? You know how it is, you know, change is always inevitable, but it's a matter of working through the systems. You know, do they have enough faith? Has Donald Trump done enough?
Yes.
For those that are on the border that can say, you know what, I got to give him some time. I mean, if I'm going to give Barack Obama a whole nother 4 years, can I get behind this? I mean, he is moving the needle. I mean, look at, he has been the most productive president in recent era, whether it has to do with the economy, home ownership, you know, deregulation, you know, new businesses opening up. I mean, it is an exciting time to be in this country. It's like we're experiencing a renaissance period, so to speak.
Well, you're one of the premier radio show hosts in America, and you cover this for a living. And I know you know your business, and you got to admit, I mean, the 1.5 years, I mean, literally January 20th to July 23rd, you know, in America, it's a year and a half.
Yes.
And you got to admit, this has been a blistering pace.
It's epic. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think it's sort of like a hurry up offense. You know, it's where you take no huddle and it keeps the defense on their heels.
Right.
And I really think it's part of the Trump strategy to basically just act like a, you know, just basically like a tornado.
Yeah.
And the media doesn't know what hook, and also the adversaries to Trump, they don't know what hook to grab onto in order to take this guy down. They want to take him down so bad they can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott, Trey Gowdy over the weekend said something that we had been saying in the last week, and that is it's time for President Trump to assume his presidency. Forget about those people. The people that want to invalidate his presidency, they exist, that's fine. But he should let his operatives handle that stuff. Go about the people's business. Put your head down, stay focused, keep lighting it up, and you know, let these knuckleheads you know, fall by the wayside, because you know, the truth is so strong, it's so overwhelming that it really is exposing their lies. You talk about you know, the boomerang, and I agree with you. We've used that term as well, that it has been the era of the boomerang, but it's also been the era of the veil being pulled back and people being exposed big time. We got about 45 seconds. I'm going to let you take us home so you can sum everything up in a nice little bow for us.
No, absolutely. You know, we're on a mission, and a lot of things are going to drop, and it's going to be exciting to see. It's a great time to be an American.
Exactly. Well, Scott, I look forward to having you back as we continue to stay on top of the many moving parts involved with the FISA immunity, this whole Mueller investigation. But meanwhile, we'll keep our eye on the ball because we've got to get this country back on track. Scott Adams, the host of the Scott Adams Show that airs at 8 o'clock every day right before Bill Martinez Live on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is buzzing about President Trump's tweet to Iran's president not to threaten the United States after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said yesterday that the United States better not, in his words, play with the lion's tail, warning the U.S. against looking for war, which Rouhani said would be the mother of all wars. President Trump saying in a tweet, quote, "Do not threaten the United States or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before." White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying this morning,
He's monitoring and watching the actions of Iran, and if needed, he will take what steps are necessary to protect people in this country and certainly to protect the world from nuclear proliferation.
Sanders was speaking on Fox and Friends, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I was blinded. You gave me eyes to see. I was going under. You reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through. Every hour, 8 days a week, yeah. Your love is like...
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We're going to talk about active shooter events, sadly becoming an increasingly frequent occurrence in our country today. In 2017 alone, there were 29 active shooter incidents in the U.S., many the most recent mass shootings, such as attacks in Parkland, Florida, Santa Fe, Texas, have occurred in schools. However, most active shooter events do not happen in schools. Approximately 45% of all active shooter events take place in the workplace. School shootings have the second highest rate at 25%, while students across the country now take part in active shooter drills the same way they have historically done with fire drills. Most companies have no formal plan for the first 3 minutes of an attack. Think about that. The average amount of time it takes law enforcement to arrive on the scene. You know, I've heard numbers ranging. You know, we've had experts on the show and could say it takes as much as, 19 minutes for law enforcement to arrive. I mean, here recently we had law enforcement arrive on a scene in a matter of a minute, which is just absolutely critical. What can happen in that time when an active shooter activity takes place? What do? Well, Jason Bryant is with us right now. He is an active shooter training expert. And this is for businesses and for all of us to be aware. You know, the question is your company prepared in the event of an active shooter? Well, he's here, Jason is, to help keep employees safe and informed, because that is at the paramount of our safety, is knowing, you know, what to expect. Though, you know, this is somewhat new for us. Jason, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, you know, as I say, you know, for many people, you know, the incident, so even though we see it on TV, it seems so surreal that it could never happen to us until it does. And but we need to be aware that we need to come alongside law enforcement and be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Our ignorance adds to the problem. It doesn't add to the solution, doesn't it?
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, back in 1999 when Columbine happened, law enforcement was kind of caught unawares on how to address active shooters. And from that point moving forward, we've continuously evolved and trained ourselves how to respond to active shooter events. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we discovered along the way is that we could be educating the public so that they can do things that would increase their chances of survival should they find themselves in an event before law enforcement arrives.
Exactly. This may sound like a pretty academic question, but for the sake of education here, let's answer this question. What defines an active shooter event?
That's a good question. So an active shooter is someone who's going out into the public with the express purpose of committing mass murder to accumulate a body count. So what we don't want to do is confuse this issue with other issues that may also include mass shootings, i.e. gangland shootouts or drug deals gone bad, armed robberies gone bad. Those are also mass shootings, but a totally different dynamic. What we're focused on is somebody who's going out into the public with the purpose of committing mass murder.
Mm-hmm. How often are businesses targeted in America today?
So statistically, about 46% of the time, these active shooter events happen. It's in a place of commerce. And part of that is because we spend almost all of our day in a place of commerce. Not only are you at your workplace, but when you leave, you may stop at the grocery store, or you may go to the movies or go out to eat. Those are all places of commerce for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So because we spend so much time in a place of commerce, statistically about 46% of those are businesses.
Yeah, I was just reading in Oklahoma where an incident occurred. People are at a bar. And a guy's outside with, you know, with headsets on to, and he's got a gun. He's firing into the bar. And fortunately, there was a, you know, a National Guardsman driving by. He and his wife, he just sensed there was something wrong. And he drove in and he finds himself in an active shooter incident that was taking place. Fortunately, he was caring, and he and another guy were able to take the shooter down and avert, you know, what could have been absolutely massive. You imagine outside of a bar how many people you have and how many people could have been murdered as a result of, you know, some insane individual, you know, firing into a business like that.
Absolutely. About 20% of these active shooter events, the would-be victims are able to subdue the attacker before law enforcement arrives. And it takes, you know, just a few committed people, and hopefully your whole organization's committed, but be committed to a counterattack, like the guy you just mentioned.
Right. Jason, you say on average 3 minutes. I've heard as much as 19 minutes sometimes for law enforcement to respond. Regardless, whether it's 3 minutes or 19 minutes, what should the people do in that short amount of time to make sure they're protecting themselves?
Okay, so on average, law enforcement response is 3 minutes. There's a few outliers that really skew that statistic. Think of the Las Vegas shooting where it took them over an hour to get into that hotel room, or the U.S. Navy Yard that would be an enormous size building. So what they do in those 3 minutes absolutely matters. So first, let's establish that once law enforcement arrives, the shooter traditionally will change their focus away from the victims and towards law enforcement. And quite often, they actually commit suicide is the first sign of law enforcement arriving. So what you do in those 180 seconds absolutely matters. And having a plan in place helps you to be more effective in your response. So having a plan in place keeps you from being in a position where you have to deliberate and think about what's the best thing for me to do. So a good example of this is when we have elementary school children do fire alarms, every elementary school kid knows how to get out of the building. They know how to get to the parking lot, and they know how to get to the playground. But they actually pull the alarm and have the kids line up and march out. And what that is that's fear inoculation. Teaching them to plan teaches them how to react whenever they're in a fearful moment. And we want the same thing. We want to implement a plan for these businesses, churches, and schools so that if an active shooter were to actually attack their facility, they know what to do and they can enact that plan.
Mm. So tell us about avoid, deny, defend and how that works.
And avoid, deny, defend is a plan that's put out by the Alert Center and Texas State University. They're one of the national leaders in law enforcement response and teaching the public about how to respond to active shooters. It's very synonymous with a plan put out by the federal government, which is run, hide, fight. Mm-hmm. And all these plans encompass the same three principles. The first principle is evade the shooter at all costs. Get away as quickly and as far away as you possibly can. That's by far the safest thing you can do. Mm-hmm. A good example is in Virginia Tech. Students were jumping out of a second-story window 19 feet to the ground. Every single student who jumped out of the window survived. So they were able to get away. They did what it took to get away from the shooter. The next step is shelter in place, and that's get into a qualified interior shelter. I'm going to define that as a room, be as small as a coffee room, that has a commercial-grade locked door. That's a steel frame door with a solid wood core and a commercial-grade lock. If you can get behind a door like that, you're in a very safe place. And then you want to barricade the door with everything left in the room. Mm-hmm. And then the third step, and it's important to note, these aren't linear. You do the step that's the most appropriate for wherever you happen to be when the attack is launched.
Right.
The third step is to counterattack, fight back, just like the guy that you mentioned in front of the bar.
Mm-hmm. And then defend, and that would be the defense mechanism. Well, where can businesses go to get started in creating an active shooter preparedness plan, Jason?
So you can go to our website, activeshooterassessment.com, and on there, there's a 10-question questionnaire that will really give you an evaluation of where you are in the readiness plan, and there's all kinds of content that we've already created in there so that businesses can just adapt for their business. We have a webinar, an ebook, and we have links to software where companies can get messaging out to all of their employees for like whether large businesses they have multi-campuses and things like that.
Well, we want to keep your employees safe, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, go to the website, get informed. Jason Bryant, we're grateful for his 20-year law enforcement experience as a major Metro Police Department officer.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live. You are the air I breathe. You are the song I
play. You are the water that I can win. This is my white flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And all right here, right now, is the one and only Bob Waliszewski, focused on the family's director of media and culture and PluggedIn.com. Mr. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Mr. Bill Martinez, I am doing wonderful. Had a good weekend. I was down in Houston, Texas, where I had a chance to speak at a conference called Embrace the Family. And talking about technology and media discernment, and this is a good turnout. It was good.
Well, that's good. Well, it's always brilliant when you have that kind of interaction. I'm sure a lot of people came with a plethora of ideas. I always say in these kind of events, what you try to take away is maybe one or two big things that you can go and implement right away, because there's just such a profuse amount of information and great ideas coming at you, but it's like there's no way you can possibly get your arms around them. But if there's one or two great takeaways that you can immediately embrace and inculcate into your family or your culture, that sort of thing, that's awesome.
That's what I've been hoping and praying, and it seems the preliminary feedback was pretty positive. And what made this kind of special, it was primarily one church behind it, although they had reached out and there were people from other churches. Mm-hmm. But it just had such a family feel, like everyone, you know, got along and cared and served, and it was just kind of one of those events, about... I also spoke yesterday at the Sunday morning worship service, about 300 people there, probably 120-ish at the conference, from all ages, and one of those things. It just reminded me that, you know, there is a hunger in this day and age for people trying to figure out, you know, hey, I don't want my teenage boy or my husband, for that matter, playing 10 hours of video games on a Saturday. You know,
exactly.
I don't want my tween girl. I don't want my twin girl, you know, spending 3 hours on her cell phone. I don't want her to think that getting likes on Facebook is like the most important thing or even an important thing about life. And, it's just those are the kind of, takeaways that I think some people, you know, came away with.
And what did they determine after all is said and done? Because this has been something, you know, we had an extended conversation regarding, why all of a sudden his name escapes me. He did, Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron's Connect.
And that was so brilliant and so well done, and I think a gift to the body of Christ here.
Yes.
But the thing,
it was such a timely thing. And Dr. Kathy Cook, who was highlighted
in that
film as well, is a friend of mine and a friend of Focus on the Family. And it was just, and again, just you just need to watch a video like that if people have never done it. You know, I think. I think it is out for rent. If not, it's very soon.
Yeah, right.
And, but again, you may watch it and say, hey, I get it. I'm not learning anything new for, you know, 20 minutes and all of a sudden, boom, that nugget hits you and you're like, oh, okay, got that. Okay, that's encouraged me here. Oh, wow, inspired me here. Sometimes it's just realizing that we're all in this, I call it a battle, I guess.
Right,
We're all in this battle together, you know, to safeguard our kids and to help them not fall astray because they, you know, went over to the friend's house for a sleepover and they watched three horror films over the weekend and they come back scarred for life and you're like, oh, I guess I never had that talk with a kid, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is that it's one thing to be exposed to these movies and these encouragement conferences like that, but it's like, this is where we need to pray that, you know, families have the courage to do this because now they're going to come home and they realize they knew all this was a problem. They saw the bubbling water and their kids were like in this jacuzzi, you know, thinking, okay, it's all good. You know, it's nothing real dangerous. Nobody's getting cooked here. But they are. And then we realize, we go, well, this, our instincts were correct. We needed to, again, admit that, look, we dropped our guard and we've allowed this to come into our families. And now we've got to, you know, change the rules here to where we're not allowing our kids on these devices for 10 hours a day. What a waste of time. And, of course, the information that's being dropped into their brains is very dangerous.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, spending a lot of time in something that might be good. Maybe it's a wonderful video game, but 10 hours or 4 hours or even, I think, an hour and a half, maybe an hour on a Saturday occasionally, a half hour on a weekday night is probably acceptable. A parent asked me that, you know, what do you think is acceptable? And I said, you know, I can't give you the scripture and verse, thou shalt never go beyond 30 minutes playing a video game. I wish I could, but my gut tells me it's probably 30 minutes on a school night, and it's probably an occasional hour, but even a better thing is to have a rule in the family. And I'm going to put it in my next book if I revise my second. They're asking me to revise my book. I came out in 2011, Plugged In Parenting, and this isn't in the first book. But it's a woman came up after I spoke one time and shared it. I said I loved it. She said, I've got a rule in our house that our kids don't get any screen time until they read a good book. Mm. And for every hour of reading a good book, they get a coupon for 30 minutes of screen. They can watch a video. They can play a video game, and that type of thing. And I'm like, I love that leaders are readers and readers are leaders.
Right.
And it encourages both reading and it helps limit screen time.
Exactly. Well, and again, here it is. We come against our culture and Focus on the Family is offering a free resource I'm seeing on the Plugged In site, Bob. Maybe this is why we're talking about this to such a degree. And that's Cultures in Conflict, Volume 16. It's a free video lesson. And talk about that in light of what you just experienced in Houston.
Well, I actually have to admit, Bill, that that's one that someone else dropped in, and I don't even think I've seen that one. So I'm going to have to plead a little ignorance. But
that's okay.
There has been a free resource that we've offered that I'd like, you know, I've got here right next to me as I'm talking to you, and it's about a, 20-page guide, a parent's guide to today's technology. It is a free resource and a downloadable one, and people can go to our website and type that in, A Parent's Guide to Today's Technology, and just, it's kind of along the lines of what we're talking about right now, helping guard our kids through, for instance, hidden apps. Are you aware that, or are parents aware out there that there are innocent apps on that you can get for Android and iPhones that look like a calculator? One looks like an audio manager, but it hides pornographic pictures or any kind of pictures, but that's what people are using for, pornographic videos. And parents can't, you know, they look at it and go, oh, I see my kids, just, you know, it's regular apps, not realizing that there's something, it's possible that the child or husband or, you know, even wife, I guess, could be hiding something secretive in those. And those, you know, those are the kind of things in this technology guide, just kind of a heads up, how to use it, here's what you need to know. And it's, I definitely recommend it. And it's very new. I think it came out maybe in February of this year.
Well, that's great. Well, we got to link that on our site to make sure people plug into that. Robert, we spend every week, we spend time with the Counterculture Mom talking about these apps. We've talked about the calculator, other things, other, you know, very benign looking type programs. And the next thing you know, within a minute or so, they start taking them into pornography. And it's, it is that, that divisive. And, you know, and even understanding that, you know, with the, some of these rap songs from these artists, you know, they have two versions. They have the version that they have for their family and the version they put out in the free marketplace, infiltrating the minds of our kids. This free resource only, as you had said, you had to plead some ignorance to it. It's real simple. You just go to pluggedin.com, and the name of the free resource is That the World May Know Cultures in Conflict, volume number 16. It is a free video lesson. All you got to do is fill out the prompts there. It is a gift from Focus on the Family, and we're grateful for Focus and doing that, and also offering what you just made available. Hey, Bob, as we wrap things up here, we've got about a minute or so left. We want to talk about Mamma Mia in terms of, we always talk about movies.
Yeah.
But what we just talked about was mostly important and critical, so I'm glad that we were able to address that. But
Mamma Mia. 10 years since the first one came out, surprisingly. It went on to make $609 million globally, so it was kind of inevitable that they try to figure out a plot. A plot is really not, that's overstating it here. It's really a bunch of ABBA songs, and then they try to figure out how to tie them together with a loose script. But more from a family perspective, and there wasn't any nudity, there wasn't any explicit sensuality, but the sensual worldview was so lacking in this film that we gave it a 2.5. It was just like one night stand. Oh yeah, I had three of them, like in three nights. Yeah, who cares? Every life turned out great. No, it probably wouldn't for the average person. I'm just not a big fan. I like the tunes. I like Cher's song at the end, Fernando especially, but I don't recommend the movie.
Well, you see, this is all part of the cultural conflict that we're dealing with, is all this stuff just softens the reality of God's word and what God said, and God really did say it. But we want to be casual and think that, hey, you know, everybody's doing it, so we don't need to be on guard. But here we are as people of the word and people of the Holy Spirit. We know better, and we don't want to quench the Holy Spirit in us. But if we continue to expose ourselves and accept the culture at face value, then we dull our blade, do we not?
Absolutely. So, well, anyways, so next week we'll be talking about Mission Impossible and Teen Titans, but that'll be 7 days from now. So, have a good week.
And again, real quick, Robert, remind them where they can go for the free media report you had mentioned.
Yes, the technology guide. They simply can go to pluggedin.com, or I believe it's even at focusonthefamily.com.
Excellent. Bob Waliszewski, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert. Have a great week.
You bet.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.